is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton Rouge. Boy, I from Baton Rouge. Right between Reston and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break till it grieve me. Way I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton Rouge. Boy, I from Baton Rouge. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke. Baton Rouge, boy, I from Baton Rouge. Baton, I say up and running. Charlie Brown say my show boy don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops them coming. True, they see a humble thing, the lion sleeping.
Good night, Bahamas. And welcome to Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino Braun, a.k.a. Scoochie Scrooge, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that premieres every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. 323-623-2-325-4316-325-4259. And that's the telephone number. You can also text in at 4. And yet again, it's a pleasure to be your host on this wonderful show. And you know, we always try to have conversation that it is that always concerns the Bahamian people. I think I'm going to have a topic today talking about our health care in the country. Just recently, we had Caribbean leaders responding to the U.S. threat to many of the Caribbean nations, especially here to the Bahamas. For some strange reason, the U.S. is really checking on our government officials on what our government is doing when it comes to corruption. And some things they might be seen as corruption that they are recognizing and probably seems to be corruption. And one of those issues they're talking about, that the whole country is talking about, is the direct message that was sent to the Bahamas government concerning Cuban aid workers here in the country, who I feel, you know, have been doing a tremendously great job here in the country for many, many years. In fact, Cubans are some of the best doctors in the world, and you know, they want a better living. They are healthcare professionals, and you know, they observe many different countries, sometimes freely, just to show that they are true healthcare professionals. You know, the country, like I said, is probably one of the top healthcare medical staffs in the world, probably top notch, number one. You know, and they've been doing a tremendous, great job in the Caribbean and around the world with their nurses and doctors. I listened to former Prime Minister Hubert Alexander Menes of the Bahamas government concerning the matter. And he is saying, take away our visas and et cetera, if that's the case. But I think the U.S. is referring to the fact that many of the so-called healthcare workers from Cuba were not getting paid directly, and that their salary was going directly to the government. And I guess the U.S. probably has some type of information. I don't know if it's true or not, but you know, we will find out later as the investigation continue and as they continue to exchange information between the Bahamas government and the U.S. government, because in the newspaper they're saying now that government of the Bahamas asked to classify how Cuban workers are paid. And Bahamas government received, hold on, let me read the whole thing. The Bahamas government may be required to prove that Cuban workers in the Bahamas receive their salary directly rather than through the Cuban government. As the U.S., United States threatened to expand visa regulation to foreign officials involved in Cuba's labor export program. International labor laws generally require that workers be paid directly and have full control over their earnings. Reports from some countries with similar labor export programs indicate that. I'm going to go to page 3 real quick. Indicate between 75% and 90% of the workers' wages are retained by the Cuban government, with only a fraction remitted to them. I asked yesterday about the situation. The Honorable Fred Mitchell declined to comment. The U.S. government has long claimed that Cuba's state-run medical missions amount to forced labor, arguing that enriched the Cuban regime at the expense of the Cuban professionals. In other words, they're saying that if it's true that the Cuban government are using their citizens to go around the world, they let them work, they have professionals, they're some of the best healthcare professionals in the world, the doctors and nurses are some of the best, very best, and that the Cuban government takes their salary and only gives them a fraction, you know, for all the hard work that they do. You know, these doctors and nurses, you know, there's a lot of operation, there's a lot of changing diapers, there's a lot of stitching up, there's a lot of checking up, you know, taking blood tests. So nursing and the doctoring business is just tiresome. So, you know, I hope it's not that way. I hope that the Cuban workers are actually getting their full pay. You know, I hope that the Cuban government is not taking it out. I don't know if this is just propaganda, but I'm only reading what the newspaper is saying, and I hope it's not that way. Either way, it does not disqualify the fact that these Cuban workers are very good, the nurses are very good. And the question needs to be asked, how does this affect the Bahamian nurses and doctors over here? Do they feel a threat to the Cuban nurses, doctors here in the country? To the Filipinos, who are doctors and nurses, who, man, these people are outstanding. You know, the Cubans and the Filipinos, you know, by the hospital, they serve us very, very well. We could all say that. Can we say that? So, would we say that? Do you think that the Bahamas just should be for Bahamians? You know, I mean, just us here. We just doctors, we lawyers, we just police, we judges, and we have no foreigners here to fulfill none of our chores or bring their profession, you know, because different cultures has different professions and they excel in their profession. And their profession could be making tires, making soap, whatever. I'm just saying, their profession, it could be anything. It could be making car. And sometimes, you know, people can come in your country and make a big difference in your country because they bring a lot of experience, you know, but a lot of us, you know, are really agitated of foreigners coming to the country. And especially the Haitian nationals here living in the country, you know, and we have a right to be a little dissatisfied because of the circumstances of us suffering for the last 50 years with the issues going on with our government looking for a better way of life as yet. So many of us are just looking to point the finger. In some cases, we are right, you know, but to say, you know, I don't think we're discriminating against the Cuban doctors or the Filipino nurses because, honestly speaking, our Bahamian nurses are great professionals just like any other nurse in the world, but they are underpaid here in the country. So many of them, and plus with this, you know, high health issue in our country with high diabetes, cancer, sexually transmitted diseases, you know, maternity ward and operations and shootings, you know, our nurses and doctors are really overwhelmed. They're underpaid. So who is going to pick up the slack? The slack people are the the Filipinos and the Cubans. We can't function without those guys because they bring professionalism to our country. So we need to understand that as well because they serve a purpose in our country. So if we just want to say, I would say just let's pay our Bahamian doctors more. Let's pay our nurses more. Let's also make them train more in hospitality, and et cetera, and et cetera. And let's keep on improving. But overall, I think that the Filipinos who come from Filipinos, they are no problem to us here in the country. They serve us well in the hospital. And I'm sure anyone who been in and out the hospital would agree on this. I'm sure those who meet the Cuban doctors will also agree on this, and nurses, they will also agree on this because their hospitality is out of the world. So what we slacking those foreigners who come here to make an honest living, but also to serve us. They're here to serve us as well because they have to perform in order for them to keep their job, because if they get bad report and the report is sent back to Cuba or sent back to the Philippines, these status revoked because they have their association. So their job is to come here to serve, to make up the slacks of our nurses and doctors are tired, and some of them are leaving the country because they're underpaid. We can't blame them, but at the same time, we have to make up the slack. So, like I said, I don't really knocking at the government for bringing in Guyanese doctors as well. I see they're going to bring in some other doctors and stuff like that from different countries around the world to make up the slack, because the health of the nation is the most important thing. And we have a health crisis in the country, and we need personnel, and we need staff here in the country. And we need as much Bahamian nurses and doctors to see how we could get them to stay over here. But in order for that to happen, we have to be able to increase their salary and also train them in hospitality, because some of them are lacking that because of the pure stress, of being underpaid and, you're overworked. They're overworked because of the volume of people who are sick in our country. So the threat that was made to the Bahamas government concerning the U.S. claims of, that I read a little earlier, I don't know if it's true, but, the government asked the country to make sure that those Cuban workers are getting their salary and that. That's other people are fair. It has nothing to do with us here in the country. It may have a small fraction to do with us in the country, because if that's so, that's the agreement we signed with the Cuban government. So we might kind of interfere in that part of the aspect of the contract that they signed with their citizens to come here in the Bahamas under a contract. So we don't know. It's probably a contract signed between the Bahamas government and the Cuban government. But the Bahamas government might not knowingly do not know that Cuban government could be taking the majority of the money and only giving the workers who are in the country a few dollars or their salary. So I don't know. It's something that we should check into. But like I said, it could be an agreement that's signed between two governments. And again, like I say, it's a plus to have foreign nurses and doctors here to assist us here in the country, because we have a lot of people who are sick, need medical attention. But most importantly, we need persons who could care for people, like lifting their legs, lifting their hands, changing their pampers and stuff like that. And these individuals do that with due care. I'm not discrediting the Bahamian nurses and doctors. But these people they do this professional at the hospital. They make some people feel relaxed. And the hospital is hell. Everyone want to go home when they go to the hospital. So you have to make people as comfortable as possible in the hospital. And those Filipinos and those Cuban doctors serve a great purpose in our country. But for us to say we just want Bahamians, nurses and doctors, and we don't want the foreigners, is completely absurd. No country in the world can run itself, citizen. Show me in the world where a country is run by just its citizen without trading to Jamaica, trading to Haiti, trading to the United States, trading to Canada and stuff like that. And those citizens, as you make connections, those citizens and stuff like that, you start to make deals, and they start to come in the country and bring their products and bring their ideas in their country, and they help you build your country. We don't want foreigners come to take away from our country. We want people to come here to abide by our laws, do not break our laws, and come and bring something to our country. We need different cultures in our country to change the mindset of our citizens here in the country, because it's not just Nassau. There's hundreds of countries out there, hundreds of different cultures that we can learn from, and we need a mindset change in our country. You know, so having foreigners in our country is a good thing, not a bad thing. It's just that we have to make sure that we as Bahamians are benefiting from it. Yeah, so I'm going to start this clip that was played, and I'm going to start the conversation after this clip. Go ahead, Chris.
This matter with the Cubans and the nurses should tell us everything that we need to know. Barbados does not currently have Cuban medical staff or Cuban nurses, but I will be the first to go to the line and to tell you that we could not get through the pandemic without the Cuban nurses and the Cuban doctors. I will also be the first to tell you that we paid them the same thing that we pay Bajans, and that the notion, as was peddled not just by this government in the US, but the previous government, that we were involved in human trafficking by engaging with the Cuban nurses, was fully repudiated and rejected by us out across the seas. But I am prepared, like others in this region, that if we cannot reach a sensible agreement on this matter, then if the cost of it is the loss of my visa to the US, then so be it. But what matters to us is principles. And I have said over and over that principles only mean something when it is inconvenient to stand by it. Now, we don't have to shout, but we can be resolute. And I therefore look forward to standing with my CARICOM brothers. I wish I could say brothers and sisters, but brothers, to be able to ensure that we explain that what the Cubans have been able to do for us, far from approximating itself to human trafficking, has been to save lives and limbs and sight for many a Caribbean person.
Yeah, so we're a Caribbean nation, and we need the U.S. You know, my friend Elroy was telling me earlier, we need the U.S., but we are our own so-called independent nation. And I like how the Prime Minister of the country, the Honorable Brave Davis, he spoke on the matter, and saying that we will not be dictated to, and that we have our own sovereignty. You know, I respect him for that. I also respect the former Prime Minister, Hubert Alexander Minnis, saying that, you know, if they want to take our visas and stuff like that, you know, and try to, how I should say, that's more like a taff, you know, like a threat, and that's what the United States of America does, you know. They, something like what they did in Iraq, they just do it in different ways, like sanctions. It's more like a sanction. Being an official who of American visa and no longer be able to travel on a visa in the country, in America. So, yeah, for me, I stand with the Barbados Prime Minister. I stand with all the Caribbean, Cuba and all of us are Caribbean countries, and we have to unite because what we have to offer together is different cultures, different backgrounds, but all of us are one in the Caribbean. And I think if the Caribbean becomes strong, there's nothing that we cannot conquer to make the Caribbean a better place for all of us to live in. We're going to take this call on Guardian Radio. Yes, good night, you're on Inside in the City.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, how are you doing?
The Inner City.
Yes, sir.
Inside the Inner City, Teacher. I just called to wish you a successful new season, so to speak. I call it the new season at the time change, you know?
Yes, sir.
And when the season changes, longer evening, so you'll hear from me.
Yes, sir.
But I just want to congratulate you for keeping on. And I just want to say also that I believe that in unity, in every area, unity in the home, in the family, in the country, amongst political party, amongst nations, I'm just speaking generally and philosophically,
Younger.
I just had my 65th birthday, you know, so I got to stay young and keep up with all your young people, you know?
Yes, sir.
The way we encourage people is by saying hi and hello, even when we don't know them. I'm told that when you speak to strangers, you live longer.
Yes, sir.
So all the best and keep on keeping on, and I will continue contributing as you do.
Thank you very much, teacher. This is good to hear from you.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to take the next call. Thank you for calling in, teacher. We're going to take the next call on Garden Radio. Go ahead, caller.
Good day to Zach and hear the voice along with you, Scooch.
Hey, good night to you. How you doing, sir?
I'm right here holding, thank God. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. I'm fine.
And the family?
Everyone is good. Can't complain.
Give my regards to lyrics, please, okay?
Yes, sir.
What I want to say is this, though. You know, we are a melting pot, but we not in the Caribbean. We are in Atlantic.
Okay.
You know, and I think the government should educate the people more, especially the children in the school, on who we are. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we are in the Atlantic.
Okay.
Not the Caribbean.
You still there?
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you.
No, I can't hear you for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. But what I was saying is this, that we are in the Caribbean. We're not in the Caribbean. We are in the Atlantic.
So that means
the government should educate the children in the school to situation as such.
Okay.
So they won't grow up, you know, not knowing who they are.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We're not Caribbeans.
So that means we should not work with no Caribbean countries in the world.
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay, I'm just asking.
I'm just asking. Yeah.
You give it.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. No, I'm not saying that.
Okay.
Got me?
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead, sir.
We something like the United States, a melting pot.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not in the Caribbean. We are in the Atlantic. We all there by ourselves. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for giving us that wonderful information. So for all the kids out there, according to Bremen, I can believe he's right. I heard Graham say it many times again. We're not in the Caribbean. We're on top of the Caribbean. We're in the Atlantic Ocean. And, you know, they could be right. You know, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, they're saying is true is actually not true. So Bremen could be spot on, because like they said, there's a lot of other stuff, a lot of lost truth have been, being switched around. Yeah. Okay, we can play the next clip, please.
This is why 75% of people don't even realize that parasites are living inside them. You might think it's just fatigue, lack of sleep, or an unhealthy diet. But if your weight keeps increasing, even when you eat very little, if you crave sweets for no reason, if your skin is constantly inflamed and your stomach is bloated despite doctors finding no issues, then parasites are already inside you. Doctors will make you spend thousands on various tests, while parasites steal your vitamins, poison your body with toxins, and cause chronic diseases. But there's a way to get rid of them without pills. Walnuts destroy parasites for you. Mustard breaks down their outer shell and stops them from reproducing. Cabbage balances intestinal acidity, creating an environment where parasites can't survive. And this natural remedy with just three simple ingredients will eliminate all parasites in just 3 days, cleanse your intestines, and improve your blood quality.
Yeah, I played that because I wanted to talk about the health of the nation. You know, last week, you know, we had a conversation. I was reading the newspaper and was stating that the government was getting to get 160,000 Bahamians, I'd say mix of Bahamian nationals and foreign nationals who, you know, need medical attention. 160,000 medicine. The Davis administration has announced plans to expand healthcare access, saying more than 160,000 Bahamians with chronic non-communicable diseases will soon receive free prescription medication. Health and Wellness Minister Dr. Michael Darvall told Parliament the initiative will benefit people with hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, certain cancer, renal insignificant, and mental illness. Now, the reason I played that clip is because if we have 160,000 people to get free medicine, okay, and that's 160,000 people. Think about this. So the Bahamas is a sick nation, a very sick, sick nation. You know, so today I'm here to talk to you guys. I'm not a healthcare professional, but I read a lot. I look on Facebook. I look at the diagnostics of these diseases, and I found out that all these things are linked to a parasite and how you eat. So when you're seeing cancer, a parasite, and you know what a parasite is? It's a form of worm, okay? A form of worm. And when you hear that is be the egg sac of the parasite. You hear me, people? So all these diabetes and sugar and hypertension, you know, prostate cancer, they're all linked to a parasite. Yes, people? I mean, go online. I want a lot of you go online right now and just punch a parasite and what parasites are. It even in the Bible. They look like alien, all kind of different stuff, and some is worms. You know, in the Bible, preach about these things. So all the time you're thinking about demons, the parasites are actually the demons, people. Mm-hmm. Because they manipulate you. You know? You hear the flick just now? Chris, we can play the flick back one more time. Listen what the parasite makes you does. Listen closely. And many of you going through the same symptoms right here and don't know y'all have worms and parasites in your body and you're going to have to detox your body. Go ahead.
Parasites are living inside them. You might think it's just fatigue, lack of sleep, or an unhealthy diet. But if your weight keeps increasing, even when you eat very little, if you crave sweets for no reason, if your skin is constantly inflamed and your stomach is bloated despite doctors finding no issues, then parasites are already inside you. Doctors will make you spend thousands on various tests, while parasites steal your vitamins, poison your body with toxins, and cause chronic diseases. But there's a way to get rid of them without pills. Walnuts destroy parasites from within. Mustard breaks down their outer shell and stops them from reproducing. Cabbage balances intestinal acidity, creating an environment. And this natural remedy with just three simple ingredients will eliminate all parasites in just 3 days. Cleanse your intestines and improve your blood quality.
Now, listen closely. I'm not a healthcare professional, but I'm telling you, a lot of people who fought these diseases have gone and taken the herbal remedy. And the herbal remedy has performed at a high percentage. Many people who had stages of cancer have now no cancer. You know, a lot of people are changing their diet, staying off red meat. Some going on a vegetable diet. Some still eating that small meat, but they're getting rid of the pork and certain meat, the chips and the sweetened juice and the soda and stuff like that. A lot of people are breaking down because you got to cleanse the blood. There's no disease that cannot be healed in the human body. You know, if you look at a simple remedy, ginger, turmeric, garlic, onion, you know, we see the moringa tree. I want to advise people to go punch up moringa and the neem tree, okay? And even just go the soursop tree, okay? Go online right now, and if any of you want to comment on the conversation, you go online and you check it for yourself. The same moringa tree that's in the Bahamas, it's called the tree of life. It have vitamin A, B, C, and all the vitamins that the human body needs, okay? And that's something you should use as a tea. And, you know, this breaks down cholesterol and all this stuff in your body, combined with ginger, soursop leaf, and et cetera. So you have a tea like that, one of honey or two teaspoons of honey or agave, you know. Simple remedy, you know. Women who have high blood and they're having problems with their end of the month, they could also look up a Jamaican herbal remedy book. Okay, and these things are working out, and I'm surprised to see so many behemoths now going back to their original identity. A lot of people now are going back to herbal. You know, a lot of stuff he's saying is bush, ain't no bush, they are herbs. You know, I'm learning so much, you know. I'm learning so much. Now, your health is the most important thing that you have on this earth. You don't want to be bedridden up in the Princess Margaret Hospital. You know, a lot of people say that, you know, when you're supposed to die, when it's your time, it's your time. I don't think it's so true. Some people cause themselves to get killed at an early age. Okay? Then it's premature death. You know, not abiding by what the father tell you to eat, you know, overeating, over drinking, putting too much pressure on your kidneys, damaging your lungs, messing up your liver, drinking too much rum and stuff like that. And people age because they cat themselves so hard, no pulling them on and no steady your rest, you know, you're going from going to the bar from around 1 o'clock in the morning, or you're still by the bar 10 o'clock at night, drinking, messing up your kidneys and your liver and all this stuff, you know. And then eventually, you know, your body breaks down because now your organs are there to break down certain. And if it ain't healthy, the body starts to reject it. And, you know, the kidney and liver and all these things play an important role in it, and we damage it, you know. And then we have a lot of people die young, you know, of heart attack and stuff like that. You know, my cousin just passed away a few months ago, Kevy, and he passed away from heart attack, okay? And if you look in the newspaper, I mean, if you look at what is the number one deaths for behemoth in the country, it is the same thing as the chronic diseases. High blood pressure, heart attack, and what it all links to? Sugar. And what all the links to? Parasite people, worms people. So that's why people say detox, you know. Stop eating red meat. Start to drink eat a lot of vegetables, you know. Because everything starts in the immune system. Parasite people, go look online. See if I talk in foolishness. Those cancer cells that you see, they're actually eggs. And here's what they say. They say that by eating processed food, bad food, that's not good for the human body, that when these parasites enter your body through the food that you eat, okay? The sugar that we put in our body feeds the parasites. And they themselves program us what we want to eat, sweets and etc. And they say, these parasites, right, when you go to a doctor and the doctor diagnose you with one of these symptoms, now they want you to be treated. Now they give you chemotherapy. And when you get chemotherapy, here's what the parasite does. The parasite wants to live. So when you start to take this chemotherapy, the parasites start to hide in the crevices in your body where the medication or the chemotherapy cannot reach. So when you see, they say it gone, but then you see after a few months, you see it come back, and they call it, what they call it, a recess. And then they come back blooming again. That's the worms. Them come back out and they lay the eggs now. And when the eggs them hatch and they grow, you know, things that are living have to excrete their waste. And we're talking about urine, And we're talking about the poop, you know? The parasites themselves, when they are getting attacked from pharmaceutical medicine and the parasite dies, when it dies, it bursts. And when it bursts, it puts its baby egg, it puts its urine, the feces in the human blood and poisons the human blood. And that's how a lot of men get colon cancer. I can't believe this. So all this time, if we were using the grains that the Bible tells you in Genesis, a lot of us wouldn't be in the position we're in today. Because the heat in the nation are in the grains. And it's the truth. We look at the elephant. We look at the buffalo. We look at the deer. Okay? We look at the giraffe. We look at the hippopotamus. We look at the rhinoceros. Okay? We look at all these animals. They are the biggest and strongest animals, and none of them eat meat. And they get big and strong, and they live to old age. Why? They only eating grass. It's not grass, people. It's herbs. And each one of the herbs that they, when they roam about on their migration, when they stop the mango tree, they eat that. When they go down the road, they eat some walnuts. Next mile. Then they go down the road, they eat some berries. Then they go down the road, they might find some cherries. Like I said. And as they keep that, as their travel, as big as they is, they eat small items, leaves and stuff like that. Not no big ham and no turkey. Or no big pig. And why are they so big and strong? Okay? And they live long. And they hardly get sick. That's like the Bahamas back 40 years ago. When we had no cancer and stuff like that, no diabetes. When we started bringing all this, no disrespect to Kentucky and McDonald's and stuff like that. You know, we went away from eating our guavas, our canaps, our soursop, our plums, our sugar cane, and all the food we had in the country. Don't y'all know they are the number one cure for a lot of these diseases that we are facing today, juju and plum? Go online and check it out, people. Go online and check it out. Yes, the parasites are actually worms, people, in your brains and making people have amnesia and stuff. Telling you what you need to eat. That's how serious this is. So we're going to have to try and find some way how we can start to educate the behemoth public on how to eat healthy. You know, I don't know how Dr. Darwell, you know, he has a lot of work to do. I think the Minister of Health has a lot of work to do. I think the whole Ministry of Health has a lot of work to do to really inform the behemoth people about these chronic diseases and what is the source of these diseases. We're saying sugar. But it go way past sugar, people. It's parasites, worms, people, kidney cancer, prostate cancer, causing a lot of people to die young. And there are a lot of bacteria inside of us. And that's what's going on with a lot of people in this country. The obesity. Okay? We top in obesity in the Bahamas. We're top in cancer. You know? And they saying 160,000 people to get free medication. And this is a good thing for the government. But we need more than this. We need to educate people. We need to educate our kids on what they're putting in their bodies. You know, LeBron James, people are wondering why he's performing the way he's performing. That guy don't put no junk in his body. The guys eat healthy. He spent $1 million on his body. And that's why the way he's performing, like a 21-year-old. He could play for probably 3 more years, you know, because age will catch up. But I'm saying that he's 40, he's 39 or 40 years of age. It's like he is actually 25 right now. He's playing just as good as any top 10 players in the NBA. Right now, he could be the top 5 best player in the NBA. Even if he's in the top 10 right now as the best player in the NBA, he could be the number 10. That's incredible. And it's all because of the way how he is eat. I listened to Dr. Swaby before, you know, I was listening to him. And he all said that there's only one disease. And the one disease is the common cold. And if you alkaline your body, okay, a lot of diseases can be reversed, but you have to be consistent. You can heal yourself, people. We have all the trees here in the country. I'm advising Bahamians in the country, you know, to do their backyard farming. You know, plant your soursop tree. Plant your moringa tree. I'm also advising a lot of people. Some of the best tea is pear leaf, okay? Soursop leaf, mango leaf, okay? These things are so essential for the human body. Drinking soursop tea can reduce inflammation, and also this, it can reduce your chances of getting cancer. And if you have cancer, and if you use it the right way, it can also heal you. But it also, you have to be very dedicated to make sure the same time you're using it, you'll make sure watching what you put in your body so you can reduce the consumption of the cancer in your system till you flush it out. Okay? So you can heal yourself. Go online, people. It's out there for you guys. And like I said, it's just a parasite, people. So if anyone want to comment, you can. Like the numbers is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And also, again, they state that there's an increase in sexually transmitted diseases, talking about gonorrhea, syphilis, HIV, and et cetera. I'd just like to say to the Minister of Health and to the Bahamas government and to the Minister of Education, we need to find a way how we can educate youngsters on what sex is, what is the dangers of sex, right? But also what sex is for. You know, sex ain't for fun. Sex is all, okay? And we need to instill this in our children by having programs to show you that if you have sex, you could get pregnant. To show you that if you have sex, you could get sexually transmitted diseases. What kind of sexually transmitted diseases? You know, we got to say, sex is when you decide, say that you want to have a family, finish your schooling, and decided to find a wife, or decided to find a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and you two wake your way up together until you all decide to get married. Or you don't even have to get married, you know, because some people, my auntie and my uncle have been together for over 40 years, just like they're married. But the commitment is the same. You know, we have to let you know that is the right thing to do. We have to let you know that running around for multiple partners is very dangerous in the country. Why? Because we have a lot of sexually transmitted diseases in the country. And I'm not discriminating against nobody who is out there sick or whatsoever. I'm just talking overall because we all have children, and we have to make sure we give them the best advice that we can. You know, there are a lot of people out there with sexually transmitted diseases. Some don't know, some know, some don't know, and I'm not discriminating against nobody. But I'm telling you the mindset of some individuals. Some who know want to hurt people. You understand? Because they're hurt. And no one is helping them. They're in pain. They're looking for love from the pastors. They're looking for love from family members, and they just can't find it. So when they can't find it, they're alone. And they're hurting. And they're going to hurt people. Intentionally. And we have to educate our kids not to run around from partner to partner to partner. Like, take a break. If you're being in a relationship, take a break. Don't just go and, I'm going to go. Like, excuse my language. Like some girls. Man, they have a problem they find their boyfriend scheming. The boyfriend has a few friends. Instead of all, you know, decide to leave the guy. I know it's very difficult to leave somebody. And so it ain't easy, as I'm saying, but that's why I'm going to talk it like how it is. It ain't easy to just break up with a boyfriend or a girlfriend or your wife or your husband. But it comes a point, after time, you decide to leave. Okay? But if you don't decide to leave, some ladies would stay and say, oh, yeah, he going to do this to me when she with a friend. Yeah, I got to sleep with this friend. I got to do this one here, and I got to do this one here. But you don't know what those individuals have. Okay? What you're going to bring back to your boyfriend or what you're going to bring back to your girlfriend. So sometimes spite is backfire on you. So with all these increase in sexually transmitted diseases and stuff like that, and government saying they want to give $160,000 to get free medication. Otherwise, mothers, fathers, and stuff like that, Ministry of Education, This need to be a mandate now to talk about sex. I tell you, it ain't just for fun. It is dangerous, okay? It is dangerous for those who don't know, because we have not taught them that what they're doing is very dangerous. Okay? We are offending God, and the body is the temple of the Lord. I'm not telling no one what to do with their lives. I'm telling you their consequences. You know, for me, listen, this is my personal business. And I just can't be on radio talking unless I talk with myself. Okay? And that's the person that I am. You know? I just get myself wrong when I talk to myself. But anyway, you know, I started to see my new girlfriend, you know, and I slept with a few girls, you know, and one or two times I slip up. You understand? See, I's a real man. See, the difference in me, I talk with myself and I judge myself before I talk with others. I judge myself and I'm afraid to put myself out there to the general public because I'd be on this radio and I'm a truthful person. I'm not a liar. All right? So I use myself as experience. So, you know, I get this new girlfriend. So I sit down and think, you know, I was reading the newspaper. And then for some time, I say, man, hey, daddy, you need to go get yourself a checkup, you know? Because you don't want to hurt nobody, you know, because this is nice. These are some nice girls and stuff like that, you know? And, you know, I live in the community. And I ain't talking about nobody. I'm talking to myself, all right? Like I say, I'm not discriminating against nobody, okay? I'm just talking about me naturally and how I felt as an individual and how you should feel as an individual. And that's why I'm saying it. So to inspire some of you and make you think for a minute. So I said to myself, because I think for others, you know. So I said, man, that's a nice girl. So I said, man, I need to go get myself a checkout. Jesus, Lord, listen to me. I can tell you all this. I was so parry. No, listen to me, people. That's the scariest I ever been in my life. I want you to believe this. And I can imagine the hundreds of people who goes to get checkup. And the thing is, right? I said, let me get myself checkup. I had the nerve to go by myself, people. Listen to me. The only person I confide in is my auntie or my uncle. I did not know one confide in, so I had my inspector friend Marco by me. So I talked to him direct, and I tell him about that part. I tell him I won't get a checkup. You know, I just talking to him, you know, and I say, thank God get me, bro. I say, thank God get me. He said, but suit you, but you's a decent man. You know, and I like how you just handle yourself, you know. I like how you deal with your situation when you talk to the females. You say not you want to get out of the relationship and you don't want to hurt them. And you said we can be friends and et cetera and go live a good life. And I still assist them. So I asked him, I said, Marco, I want to say something, but I don't know how to say it, you know, because you know you don't want to tell people your personal business when it comes to things like that, because, you know, you don't want friends people switch when they hear certain things about your health and stuff like that, you know. I've seen it over and over, you know. You know, and certain things you keep to yourself in some cases, but anyway, so I talked to him, he gave me some confidence, then I talked to my boy, Elroy. And Elroy telling me, man, the same thing, man. I said, man, God ain't bring you this far to let you fail, you know. Oh, I saw Barry. Oh, I say, listen to me. And God said, don't fail, right? So excuse me, general public. Now, I ain't a scary person, but for this particular incident, I was so Barry as hell, honestly. I've never felt nothing like that in my life, like that leading up to me go with. So anyway, I talked to my friend, you know. I say, now listen. I say, I don't feel comfortable. I say, I need to go check myself. I just can't sleep with myself. I just need to go check myself because I don't want me hurt nobody. Anyway, I say, who the person I can find in my mind? Say, my uncle. So that's around 5 o'clock, I can sleep, people. Listen to me, I'm telling you. I couldn't sleep, so I said, boy, I need to see my uncle. So get up, I walk my friend home. And he come back down Lewis Street. And I say, I need to see my uncle. I tell you, there's a God, people, listen to me. My uncle don't be up around that time. Our gate, where my grandmother left, don't be open around 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. Front door don't be open around 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. And the light don't be on. So I say, I need to see my uncle. The one person in the world where I ask God to see no longer than 30 minutes before I walk, my friend. As I walk down the road, I look in right, look in left. And as I walk past my grandmother's house, because I live about 30 steps away from my grandmother, I look, the light on my grandmother's house. Never seen the light on. Probably once I see the light on around that time. When I look, I went to the gate. Gate is be locked. Gate open, people. So I say, what? This must be a sign. Light on. Gate open. So I went to the door. Door open. First person I see when I open the door is my uncle. I went to my uncle Barry, but I love my uncle to death. And I love my auntie to death. I go in there. I sit him down. I say, uncle, I need your help. I know it's none of your business. You know, you have your own personal life. I say, nephew, you need some guidance right now. And I explained my situation to him, and he gave me a scarlet, and he said, you know, you can't be doing what you can't be doing what everyone doing. You know, sometimes it's good to be to yourself. You know, you don't go rush yourself in these relationships because you can end up in a situation like this because you don't know who people are, you don't know what people are going through. And I, boy, lucky he put it on me, boy. I hanged down my head, and then he started to tell me, you know, this and that, and I listened, and I asked him, what can I, if he have anything to say to me? I just was looking for something for him to say to me. And he said to me, if you get through this, he said, if you get through this, Gucci, you pray to God, and you try your best to be with one person. You know, to be with one person, you know. And I wasn't with no 2-3 girls. I was just flirty, you know, a lot of girls, I just was flirty, you know. And over the course of my little five years, I being intimate with like 4, 5, 6 girls, you know. And I kind of regret it because all of them are my friends, and I don't disrespect women. I have them the best way I can, you know. And I just decided to move on. So anyway, I asked my uncle if he could help me. He told me that he has a doctor. And I said, uncle, can we do that today? That was 5:30 in the morning, people. So he said, can you do that today? Because uncle, I can't sleep. Right? I said, I can't sleep. I just need to know. So 5:30, he said, okay. I'm gone. Still couldn't sleep, people. I'm going on my bed. I don't say what to do. Okay, because I can't go to places with that. But I pray a lot. 4 o'clock, my appointment was at 4 o'clock. Listen to me. People, that was the longest 4 o'clock in the history of my life, okay? My friends was by me, and they sitting down talking to me, and I wasn't even hearing them. All right, this Chris, this is how serious this is. I wasn't even hearing them, Chris, because I thinking this looked bad for me. You know what I mean? And I mean to say it for nobody, but I'm talking with me. And I can imagine hundreds being so down. So that's why we got to be careful, people. Don't play at your life no more, Joe. Okay, with all this stuff happening with our healthcare, when it comes to diabetes, when it comes to cancer, when it comes to whatever the medical problems you face in the country. So anyway, 12 o'clock gone, 1 o'clock gone, 2 o'clock gone, 3 o'clock gone, 4 o'clock is the hour. I got my appointment. So 3:30, I bed, I get ready, I pray to God. I get some strength now, but I was leaving it. I get strong. For some screen reason, I get strong. So I went to my uncle. He was waiting for me 4 o'clock. I went to the clinic. I went to his private doctor. Oh, Lord, I so thank you and I love you so much. I went in there. I asked my uncle, what you think I should do? So they have a lot of variety of different tests there. They get gonorrhea, they get hepatitis B, and all kind of stuff, you know? So I asked him, I just want to know. So I said, I could probably take all the tests. He said, no, man, that could be too expensive. So he said, just take the HIV test. So, you know me. He going straight to the HIV test. So I went and I tell the lady to the table, the next lady to the table, I followed the form, put my name, et cetera. So now, 10 minutes later, all my legs jumping, all my hands jumping. I get called in the room, sit down in the chair. It's called a rapid HIV test. So they sit me down. You know, the lady came in, this young, nice assistant, wearing a coverall. So she come in with this little test, hand testing, little thing look like a little prick thing. So she started to talk to me. I done my shaking. So she gave me a little prick on my finger, you know. And then I started to ask her. She said, what happened? I said, man, they so paranoid. She said, why are you paranoid? I said, man, you know how it is, man. I made one or two mistakes and it been on my mind, you know. So she said, okay. You gotta be calm, Mr. Brown. They were very real professional. So I asked her how long the test is gonna take before I get the results. So she told me, say, 5 to 10 minutes. So she left out the room. So now, when I listen, when I get you all the way now, you know, I party now because, like I tell you, 5, 10 minutes, now she stepped out the room. So all I get is these footsteps coming out all the way. These the loudest footsteps, Chris. Hey, oh yeah, because this the doctor coming down. So all I hear is foot come. That's the only thing I hear now, Chris. I hear everything. I hear Chris just like, honest to God, I say, it was like a pin dropping me. Hey? My luck the door, but I can hear everything. So you open the door. You say, Mr. Brown. I say, yes, sir. And my hands, I so polite. I am polite, but I mean, right now, I ready to have a mental breakdown. Right? So he talking to me. He starts saying, Mr. Brown, what is your reason for you coming in here today? So I said, man, chief, I say, you know, I've been messing around, man, you know. So he say, you know, we all been messing around. And he say, you know, you got to be more careful and stuff. I say, yes, sir, yes, sir. So he started talking to me. He said, what is the reason for coming here? And he asked me who was my partners and stuff like that. Blah, blah, blah. He ain't asked the name, he just asked me, you know, how much partners they had in the last 10 years, et cetera. So I said, yeah, blah, blah, blah. He asked me why this one, I feel I need to come get tested. I just take, I don't think they, you know, when I say I don't think they have anything on that. It's just for my safe being because I know I slip up. And I know it was something I did what was wrong. And I want to try start fresh again because a lot of good things are happening for me. God is pointing me in the right direction. I say my whole mindset changed about females. You know, I just want to be a decent man. You know, I want to be a good husband or a good boyfriend, you know, faithful, you know, not get distracted from other females. Don't care how beautiful they are. I'm going to try to be as faithful as I can. If it doesn't work, could I try with this one? No, it doesn't work with this one. I'd wait 2-3 years, take a break, and see if I can find the next one, you know, and I'm not going to rush myself in no more relationship, no more. I'm just going to take a break, focus on myself, and get myself together, not get hurt, And because I'm hurried, I'm going to run out there and go run around and make a crucial mistake because I want love and trying to find love and then I end up finding something else. So I said, oh, listen. So then he looked at the thing and he said, Mr. Brown is looking good. You know, because he talking to me and he's looking at it because it's a rapid test. So then after a few minutes, he's asked me a question about the next female. And I said, I just didn't trust that one, you know. I said, just didn't trust her. I said, she was kind of, and I don't like to disrespect people. She was a little fast moving girl. And, you know, and we just end up, you know. And I said, I just didn't trust her. And he talked with me. And then when I listened, he said, Mr. Brown, I get some good news for you. He said, you are negative, right? And Chris, I still can walk. Oh Lord, boy, listen to me. Chris, I still can walk. So I tell the doctor, thank you. You know, I talked to him for one more minute. I went outside. And it seems to me those receptionists, they just be getting a lot of bad news. I mean, they just looking like, not saying they want to see, they just looking for, like, the reaction, because I guess a lot of people, I can imagine how I felt. So I can imagine people who are opposite, you know, and the reaction of the girl when they saw I was excited because, you know, I tipped the doctor, you know, they said, well, this one. And you can see it in their face, and they smile, say, boy, that one happy. So let me just say this to you. I learned a valuable lesson. There's always a lesson to be learned. That's why as long as you're in debt, you're in the past, and my whole life changed, you know, last 2 weeks. And here's what I learned. When I was sitting down there, Chris, I want you to listen to this. It ain't how pretty someone is. It ain't how ugly you is. When you're there sitting down, waiting on your results, whether it's from gonorrhea, diabetes, or whatever, the virus, your blood test, hey, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because everyone was scared. I sit down and I watch everyone. I scared. The people who coming up, hey, they scared. So you think it worth it? It ain't worth it. Listen to me. It ain't worth it. So listen to me. If you're sexually attractive, Oakdale, be careful as possible, okay? Just be careful as possible. Because I can tell you, going to that place and getting the result, it was the one of the hardest decisions I ever made in my life. That was more harder than me pulling the trigger with a gun. You hear me? And I was relieved after all. I got a feel, Chris, I got a feel. All the pressure off me. Because I'm like, I tell my uncle, I say, uncle, thank you, I love you, uncle. I say, uncle, I gotta get drunk. Excuse me. Oh, Lord. People, they gonna get drunk. You know, I gonna get drunk. And so that's all I'm gonna say. Don't play with your health. And I'm not saying this to discriminate against nobody out there. You know? Just don't play with your head. And I'm just saying that's on my end. I'm not discriminating against nobody. I don't have nothing against nobody with no type of sickness whatsoever because we all here on this earth and anything could happen to any one of us. You understand? I'm not here to say that. I'm just saying overall, be careful of what you eat, right? And you put in your body. Be careful if you're sexually attractive because there are consequences for your actions, okay? Stay away from people who mar it, okay? And I should be the one who should be saying that as well. But my situation a little different. Like, I don't go into details with that. Okay, but I had nothing to do with it. Okay? You know, but I always talk with myself. And I like to be real. Yeah. Yeah, so, like I say, we have a serious problem in the country and we need to educate. So we need the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Health. We need personnel to go into school, teach our young girls about sex education and why they should wait and tell their older school to have sex. Same thing with the boys. Reason why? Because you could have a child at an early age and it slows down your production of you having a great future because your resources now are going to be spent on this child, and it's going to slow you down because now it's going to create all kind of obstacles for you. We have to teach them how to plan. We have to teach them when you should have sex and why you should have sex, because you know you want to have children, but that's when you could secure your future, where you have to plan together. You know, we got to teach our girls not to be going with multiple men, because I want the females to know this. I don't want to say this to you females. You females are very beautiful in this country. But this is that's the saying is this. Scientifically, they said that if a female, hey Chris, they say if a female go with multiple men and he ejaculates in them, if that guy was a person who had bad attitude or is a criminal or a person who's a liar or a deceitful person, they say that sperm stays in that woman and that becomes a part of her. So she have multiple partners, and that's why in some of the relationship with our females, you'd see, you know, you're trying to be a nice guy to them, but they don't want a nice guy. As much as you do for them, they don't want a nice guy. It's because where they've been with so many different men, they have different personalities inside them. And then when a good man come along, they would use and abuse him. And then he would run away from her, even though he loved her after a while. And the same vice versa with a male. You know, if he's with multiple women, he himself would, when it's time for him to find a good woman, it'd be hard for him to believe that she's a good woman, because all the women he went with and tried to help or whatever situation and show his love to, they used them and rejected them. All right? So, females, you are special. And your body is the temple of the Lord. I want fathers to tell their daughters that. I want mothers to tell their daughters that. And there's a lot of sexually transmitted diseases that can be prevented in this country if you have the proper education. With 160,000 people that is going to need free medicine tells you that we're in a health care crisis. So our Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Education should be on the grounds, on the schools, in the schools, telling our kids about sexually transmitted diseases, about sex, and why not to have sex unless you're ready to have a family. Okay? And we need that. This is one of the most important things that we need going forward for our females and our males, because everyone thinks sex is fun. You know, everyone running around from one person to the next person. You know, like I said, the girls say, oh, my boyfriend, I ain't going to punch him. Like, excuse me, I on radio. And I'm going to be a little raw with this part because I need to get the message clear out there. So excuse me, all those who are listening. And excuse me, God in radio. But if all of me to get this message clear, I'm going to have to be a little raw on this. If a girl has a boyfriend and her boyfriend cheats on her, and if she don't have the right mindset and the right company to tell her not to do it, she say, oh, yeah, he gone and he grind that next guy. Oh, yeah. What should I do to these two friends? Huh? What should I do? Huh? I could grind them and this and that, and then I could tell him. Same thing with a guy. If the girl, she go, it's the immaturity. That's why we need to teach sex education. Same thing with a guy. If he has girlfriend sleep with somebody, and he knows she has a friend, guess what he going to do? Oh, yeah? Well, you know that. I know that girl is a best friend, and she done gave me that. I ain't going to grind her. But how you know? What y'all spreading? Huh? You ever watch the thing with R. Kelly? And I'm not discriminating. I want to educate. You're going to take this call on Guardian Radio. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside in the City on Guardian Radio.
I'm glad you're in the Scrooge.
Hey, what's up, Spock?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm fine.
Down here on Prince Charles from the inside of air conditioning carbon.
Okay.
I can't get you too loud, but you know, I was listening to some of your stops and some of your comments and stuff like that, but You know, both, like they always said, both sides of the coin.
Yes, sir.
I don't totally agree with everything you say. There's plenty to agree with you say. Now, when I look back over the period before my lifetime, and I always try to get, like, when you talking, I try to give you your lifetime to my compared to my lifetime. I'm the generation that, what I would say, is just above yours. You understand what I say?
Yes, sir.
You're like the one behind me.
Yes, sir.
I in the 70, in the 70 age bracket. You coming up around the 30s and 40s. Eh?
Huh?
You coming up in the 30s and 40s age bracket. Eh?
No.
But okay, what I'm saying is, I've seen in the past, like the past, a period before my age, which would be my father and grandfather and those, there, a lot of the same things going on between men and women been going on way back in that day.
Yes.
The adultery.
Yeah, but not
although they were telling people years ago this was a Christian nation,
mm-hmm.
the adultery was going on way back in my grandfather's time and my father's time.
Mm-hmm.
The adultery was going on during my period,
mm-hmm.
and it's still going on during your period. As long as there is an imbalance between male and female,
mm-hmm.
for example, if God produces more women
mm-hmm.
than men, remember, just about 90% of those women want the same thing what the married woman wants. The married woman wants one husband, one boyfriend, one daddy, her children,
mm-hmm.
one surname, Thompson's, George's, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Remember, for example, say it was 10 women to one man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one man got 10 women out there. But if he only chooses to go with one woman, that means 9 women out there.
So what you trying to say?
Those 9 women want a little baby girl, too, to plant her hair, to put on a little pink dress for Easter,
mm-hmm.
to put on a little white pair of shoes. And same. Those 9 women want a man, too. So mm-hmm. because the one man married, they have to borrow the man to make that baby and then let him go back home to your wife. So the adultery could continue to go on as long as man is alive, because that's how God put the figures together. That's why the Muslims can have more than one wife. But their rule is they only can have one more than one wife if they can take care of all wives equally as well as their children.
Okay.
That's their rule, you know.
Okay.
They take care of all wives the same and the children. They can't give one wife an apple and give the other wife another one.
Let me just say this real quick. The Muslim woman, they have a family structure where they're programmed to that. Not these Bahamian girls. You think, try it over here. Go.
No, but you,
that, see, but hold on. I'm not cutting you. Just listen to what I'm saying.
I didn't say you're cutting
No, I'm not cutting you. Just listen. The Muslim woman, they know about that. They born into that, where a man over there could help those women. Their daddies help them prep for that man. But the woman over here, do we have that kind of religion over here? That's why we have so many unwanted kids, outside children who now are causing havoc in the country. Because like what you're saying now about adultery, you're married, you're out of wedlock. There are consequences for that in the Bible. Go ahead.
But screw it, sister, what I'm saying. Why say I disagree with you? See, as a Bahamian, you say the type of woman we have over here. But they have that same type of woman
listen to me. Listen to me. The Muslim themselves, that's their culture. That's the Bahamas. We come from that over here, right? That past, but our own is different. But I mean, yes, there are Bahamian women who will want to be sweetheart and all them stuff like that. But in there, one of those or two of those women are going to cause problems for you. I'm not saying you can't. I'm not saying none of these things. I'm agreeing with you. I'm just telling you this different scenario what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the health of it. I'm not talking about the adultery.
Yes,
I'm talking about the health part. That's what I'm talking
sure.
about. You listen to what
sure,
I said.
I understand.
I'm talking about
part.
The health part. Go ahead.
I
understand what you're saying. I'm talking about the health part.
No, screw it. This is what I'm saying is, I understand the health part.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, I understand the health part. Matt, screw it.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm around here too, you know.
No, listen. I'm not fighting against nothing you said. I'm saying I'm talking. The whole conversation is about the health part. I'm not worrying about the sweetheart. And I'm understanding you putting it together. But go ahead.
Boy, look at the health part go. go around even with married people to be passing bugs around to one another. Even married people to go around here unhealthy.
So it's about teaching.
Not only the girls who are
so
in the street.
What I'm saying is this. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving the people an advice. I'm telling them that we have a problem. That's 160,000 people in the Bahamas are going to get free medication. We have people with high diabetes, cancer. So I'm telling them about their health. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not worrying about if the man of five or six woman or whatever the situation. I'm telling you there are consequences. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, sure.
Now you understand what I'm saying?
You, but
that's what I'm trying to say.
I understand as a talk show host, you ain't want to lose this route. Hey?
No, I'm not trying. You see, I'm not competing against you. I'm telling you, I'm talking about the health. See, what you were saying, right? You're talking about the relationship and stuff. I'm talking about that as well, but I'm saying I'm talking overall about the health. There are consequences. That's all I'm saying to you. You know, I'm talking about the health. I'm not saying a man can't have four, five women, but there are consequences. Just like a woman of five men, there are consequences in that. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying about the scheming. Scheming is never going to stop, right? It's never going to stop until the father comes. That's what I'm saying. I'm not discriminating. I'm not trying to stop nobody from living their life. I'm just saying that we have a serious problem in the country. We have kids growing up. We have a lot of patients going to the hospital where we overbooked. There are no beds in the hospital. Why? Health, cancer, diabetes, chronic diseases that are wreaking havoc on the Bahamian society. And that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so that's how serious life is. So I'm saying just be careful out there. Make wiser choices, you know? On the way how sometimes you think about the consequences, you know? And like when Sparky was saying this now, when he talked about man getting married or woman getting married and they have children out of wedlock. For the love of the relationship, when a married person have a child outside of marriage, they normally don't check for the child outside of marriage. And eventually the same child rejects the father because he says that, you know, he don't come around because he have other children and he takes care of them and he doesn't even look at him and he resents the father. And this child goes on to, you know, could be bad or good. So it's a problem for us as well. You know, you identify a problem even though when you was talking Sparky, but like I said, I was not trying to cut you off or nothing like that. I was just saying the conversation, I just wanted you to understand the conversation. And like I said, the conversation is about health. And I'm saying that there is some of the things we need to teach our kids if you was listening. So I'm saying if we have sweethearting going on and we have man that want five women or woman that want five men, should we allow that to go down and pass down to our children? Even though you're saying that 10 women to one man, should we allow our kids in school to live a life where they're seeing this one of 10, five women or 10 women and this one of 10 men? So that's what we want to do? That's what we want to do? If that's what we want to do, is it the right thing to do? Is it? I would just like to know, is it the right thing to do to see it? Let our children live that type of life? Why do you think all these sexually transmitted diseases are coming in all around the country? Because people are just doing what they want to do in the country and not think about the consequences until they go to the doctor and get diagnosed with cancer, with diabetes, with sugar, with hypertension. So if we learn to teach about health, how to eat healthy, how to make healthy decisions, or with sex, with marriage, and what we eat, we reduce the pressure that gets put onto the hospital. We reduce how many beds we need in the hospital. We reduce how much people need a dialysis machine. We reduce. We reduce abortion. You know? Also, again, you got to look at abortion as well. I think that, you know, if you want to have sex and you get pregnant, you have the baby. And that's just my opinion. Because you're having, why you want to kill the baby if you're having sex when you hear you're pregnant? See, these are the things we need to teach. We need to teach about that as well. Because why, since you having sex, unprotected sex, then you're going to get pregnant. And then when you get pregnant, you want to kill the baby. And then when you kill the baby, you damage your wombs and you might not ever again have a baby. And then again, even though the world and the government don't consider a fetus life, when God himself create life, that when the sperm and egg combine together, it goes off like a nuclear weapon in a woman's stomach, and life is created. But scientifically, a fetus, unless it's after nine months, is considered after birth, right? Because when my sister got killed in a Carmichael Road a few years back, when she was 9 months pregnant, they never classified her pregnancy as a murder. Okay? So I say that just me talking, you know. And like I say, I don't want to be right on everything I said. I'm just trying to give a good illustration of what's going on in our country. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Yeah, bless you,
Squizzy. Yes, 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 brother.
I'm listening all through the show, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I like the little thing there. You know, it's amazing that you mentioned ginger and garlic, right?
Yes.
And so here in the herbal books, it has the lighting is very poor. Garlic, it has a natural antibiotic, protects from infections, detoxifies the body, strengthens the blood vessels, and lowers blood pressure, aids in the treatment of atherosclerosis, asthma, arthritis, cancer, circulatory problems, colds, flus, digestive problems, heart disorders, insomnia, liver diseases, sinusitis, ulcers, yeast, infection. Good for all diseases, infections,
yes.
Fungus, and bacteria. And I wouldn't even like to tell you what they say ginger does, right?
Yes.
But, you know, only a fool would disagree with you saying with the scenario you was painting, because there are pros and cons to everything. So you stand a chance of becoming more infected if you're moving around promiscuously, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we know the girls look good, but I got a joke for you, since you made your disclosure. Back in the 90s, it was fun. I didn't even call a name, but they lived right to the corner to Lewis Street. I used to border with them, and, you know, the corner burst, and one night I was just having some fun, and I thought it was a curse. So, you know, I couldn't sleep either, but I remember, you know your boys must be beating the air, the positive, right? I go on to walk in, get a test. Back in the days, I don't think it was so fast, but you wait on the results, and I came out of the walk-in, and I was so ecstatic. I shout to Lassia, right? And they waiting, you know how people go, right? They only want to hear positive. You see what I'm saying? But as it relates to this thing with the young girls and abortion, right? The globalists want abortion. There's big business in abortion. We can't get into it. But what you have to realize is, what I'm afraid is, the status quo and people who are supposed to be in the know, they all right, you know, there should be certain reasons for abortions. But what I'm saying is, remember now, there's a depopulation agenda that most people want to deny, right?
Yes.
An existential threat to humanity is AI. And you really, you know, maybe you should do a show on AI. Most people don't even know what's going on. We're embracing these. We're unconnected because they can't put the phone or they on. But they don't understand the incremental steps that the technocrats are taking to get you to hook up to the internet. Then it'll be Neuralink. The boxing is one. But I'm afraid that no one knows the truth when they hear it. And when you speak, see, people, by suppressing nonconformists, you're actually suppressing a lot of ideas that people need to open up their mind to, and
mm-hmm.
then they will make excuses. They will, I like to see Alan even call another show on it, because what happened is that the autonomous robots will be able to write their own algorithms and teach other robots, et cetera, et cetera. But it's a runaway train, right? And humanity is sitting back, accepting it as if, oh, they're going to lie and say AI ran AY and did this and that, because they're running military weapons with AI, et cetera. What I'm saying is there's a fallout. in this AI ecosystem, this digital ecosystem BS that we're living. It's all about enslavement, but I'm afraid that I'm about to stop calling these talk shows and casting pearls among swines because nobody wants to admit, you know, I sent a text to you, my boy, C.A. Nui. That's my brethren, right?
Yeah.
I call it the World Health Organization. He didn't want to read the text, but what I'm saying is freedom of expression. I know why I call it the World Health Organization because most people, so nobody died from adverse events. Nobody's suing the WHO. Why would Dr. Fauci need to be pardoned? So the fact that, you know, as a duty of care, a lot of people are limited and they don't even know it, you know. There's an article, Spoozy, I want you to do it the minute you hang up from this show.
Yes, sir.
Go, just the Wall Street Journal. There's an article, just put WJS, and then type in, looking forward to the end of humanity. It's some transhumanistic bullshit.
Okay.
Most people don't even understand what transhumanism. That means you're going beyond humans. And so they're using terminologies like post-human and homo deus. And, man, I'm so frightened and I'm so sick with humanity for being so ignorant. Hey, I mean, and then they're saying they did a survey where they found that 20% of the people ready to hook up to the Neuralink before they even think. So something to stink. And so, I mean, come on, Scoozy. I see why we born in the 60s, right? I born in the 60s. I know I can guess your age, you know, Scoozy. You coming up on 50.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
So 74. I born in 74.
I could guess your age.
You're right. You're right.
Scoozy, I got to get it. Listen to me, man. Don't worry about the status quo, you know.
I'm wearing the status quo.
Don't uphold no status quo now. I call it the World Health Organization because that's what it is.
Yes.
And when you can't speak what you want, that means you're part of the problem because you allowing the status quo. Now, listen to me. There's a Japanese malaria scientist at the WHO from way back in the 2000s. He wrote an article, Dr. Arata Kwachi. He wrote an article about the overarching influence and the tentacles of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in the WHO. Why didn't Trump want to stop funding the WHO?
Yes.
See, when you hate someone, they can never do no good. So as far as people are concerned, during the pandemic, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Sometimes people are right, and sometimes people are wrong.
Yes.
Mr. Mitchell came on, he said some things I would agree. I would disagree. I don't hate people to say keep disagreeing all the time. I give credence where it's due. But what I'm saying is, a lot of people really think they're intelligent enough to gaslight somebody. That's what a sickening thing is.
The writing is
on the wall.
It's on the wall.
Yes, sir. The writing for destruction of technology and enslavement of humanity is on the wall.
Yes.
And people sitting by, idly by, oh, this man is conspiracy. Listen to me. God help us all. The Bible, even Daniel, speak about it. Give thanks, man.
Thank you very much. I want to say thanks to everyone who listened to Inside In City. And again, like I said, I was having no discrimination against nobody because, like I say, anyone can be sick, cancer, diabetes. I'm just saying overall, we need to educate our kids on what's going on in our country because we have a health crisis in our country. And we need to find a way how we reduce the health crisis in our country is by educating. And the only way we're going to educate is we have this discussion, you know. And today, the night show is to show you the seriousness of our health problem in our country. We're eating bad. So if you have some of these ailments, make ginger, onion, turmeric. The green teas like moringa, you could drink teas like that. Sour soap mixed together with mango leaf and fever grass, you know, or guava leaf, you know. Drink this on a regular basis. This could bring down your blood pressure, bring down your diabetes, and even cancel the load as long as you eat healthy. So make these things a part of your diet. Make the leaf tea, the mango, the moringa, the noni, sour soap, fever grass, you know, boba bean. Make this a part of your daily herbal medicine, okay? So I just want to encourage everyone to be safe, to make the right decision. Think about what I said tonight, you know. Like I said, I'm here just to be a poisoned or speak about some of the things that is happening in the country and hope that I make sense and that I could inspire and encourage people and to make you think, you know, save lives and make people improve in their lives. So I want to say thanks to each and every one of you. I want to say thanks to Sparky. He made some good points. He always does. 52, always there. And to all of the callers, teacher, calling today, and all the listeners, I hope to see you all next week, Friday, on Guiding Radio 96.9. I'm Valentino Brown, a.k.a. Scoochie Scrooge, signing out. Big respect to my boy, Elroy Bryce, out there.
Where I from, Nathan, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke, Nathan, bro.
Where I from, Baton Rouge.